This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Georgia Congressman Phil Gingrey, a Republican representing the Peach State's 11th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which, of course, is pivotal in the run-up to health care reform legislation. We heard from President Obama in detail earlier in the week. We know the Democrats are putting together their majority legislation, but the Republicans are unveiling some alternatives of their own. And, Congressman, thanks so much for your time today.
Greg, very glad to be with you.
What are the key principles in the Republican alternatives? What are you outlining today?
Well, we, of course, as you know, we had a press conference this morning here at the Capitol to outline the Republican principles. We're certainly not the party of no. We're the party of no throwing out the baby with the bathwater. And it seems that in regard to health care and our health care system, that's exactly what President Obama and the Democratic majority have in mind. And we will stand strong against this two-step move toward national health insurance and a single-payer system. By that, I mean, Greg, is this idea of having a government health insurance plan that would compete with the private marketers of health insurance, where we're talking about Blue Cross Blue Shield or WellPoint or Aetna or whatever. They would, in so doing, essentially crowd out the market. They would have an unfair advantage. It's estimated that some 120 million people today who get their health insurance through their employer, those employers would just simply say, look, I'll pay a little tax or a little fine or whatever, and you go get your health insurance through a connector. But in that connector, your private plans are competing with the government, and the government can set the rules and the reimbursement rates and everything else, and probably 120 million of those people would eventually default into a government plan. So the Democrats know exactly what they're doing. If you read Tom Daschle's book, Critical, it's outlined there. That's the blueprint for it. They know, they learned from 1993 and 94 that you don't do these things over at the White House. You share it with the Congress, and you try to get all these stakeholders involved and make them think that they're going to be the ones to be hanged last, and then you get a lot of buy-in. So, but we're going to stop this by letting the American people know that they're on the verge of seeing a bureaucrat between them and the physician when they go into the examination room. And we're going to try to let the insurance industry know. We're going to let the pharmaceutical industry know. We're going to let the hospitals know. And we're going to let the doctors know exactly what's going to happen to health care in this country if we don't fight this.
Congressman, our audience should know that in addition to being a congressman, for many years you have been a practicing physician. What have you noticed in your personal experience with your own patients and in dealing with the system about what the right way is forward here, what principles need to be articulated about what you believe is the proper approach to reform?
Well, clearly we need to equalize the tax treatment of health insurance. So the existing system with 170 million people getting their, or 60% of the population, indeed getting their health insurance from an employer, it's tax advantaged, as we all know. But if a person does not have that opportunity, maybe they're self-employed, and they're going out into the individual market, the insurance, first of all, is going to be more expensive because it's a small pool of, in some instances, one, and they're not, the tax code does not allow them to take a deduction. Well, clearly that needs to be changed, and we're for that. We're very much in favor of transparency. We want to push very hard, as President Bush said, to have electronic medical records and to have that fully integrated by the year 2014. We think that's important. We think it's hugely important to have meaningful medical liability or tort reform so that doctors are not forced into ordering just so many unnecessary and expensive tests to protect themselves against frivolous lawsuits. There are just any number of things that that I think the Republican plan will indeed bring down the cost of health insurance. It will make it more affordable. It make it more available and make it more accessible. We think, as an example, that every state in the union should have an internet connector whereby people who don't have insurance and have to buy it in the individual market can go to a shopping center, so to speak, with full transparency, know exactly what they're getting for their money, know what the results are in, as far as the doctor's performance. All of these things are very important, and of course the high risk pools that states could run and not charge people with multiple risks 200-300% more than anybody else would have to pay if indeed they could even get health insurance. So again, we're not the party of no, but we're not about to allow this president and this majority to throw the baby out with the bathwater, destroy the American healthcare system, and turn it over to the federal government lock, stock, and barrel. It will lead to rationing. It will lead to delayed care. And we all know, those of us who have practiced medicine so many years, delayed care is denied care. Greg, we're going to do everything in our power to not let that happen.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
Greg, my pleasure.
Georgia Congressman Phil Gingrey represents his state's 11th congressional district, practicing physician, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. This is Dateline Washington.